To Strengthen a Nation, The American Legion Story. The Art of War. Montana Legionnaire presents veterans' stories in their own words, vividly illustrated. Interview by Matt Grills. August Ewell is a longtime fan of the illustrated art found in comic books and adventure strips. It's a medium he thinks is a great fit for another of his interests, the stories of men and women who have served in uniform. An Air Force veteran and member of American Legion Post 14 in Bozeman, Montana, Ewell combines veterans' first-person narratives with classic artwork in the vein of Steve Canyon and other strips. The result is Full Mag, part graphic novel, part military history magazine. I think veterans are, by nature, pretty good storytellers, Ewell says. This art form really lends itself nicely to stories that I'd call more of a snippet or just a snapshot. You couldn't expand one of these into a novel. A story that would take up only a page in written form, expanded over 5 and 6 pages of visual storytelling, really forces the reader to slow down and try to digest it. Published in 2017, the first volume of Full Mag features All Roads Lead to Rome, a story by the late David Thatcher, one of the Doolittle Raiders, about what happened to him after he left China in 1942. In a way, it sort of picks up where the movie 30 Seconds Over Tokyo left off, Ewell says. Other tales include The Train, about a dust-off air ambulance mission over Vietnam, Son Tra Mountain, 1971, and Hidden Valor, about Task Force Devil paratroopers in Ghazni Province, Afghanistan. Illustrating the stories are acclaimed artists Mike DiCarlo, Russ Heath, J.W. Irwin, and Ron Wagner. Since the dawn of mankind, cultures have honored their warriors in art, Ewell says. This is just a way of doing that. We're honoring America's veterans using a truly American art form. Full Mag's second volume is on the drawing board and looks to be bigger than the first. Ewell is planning 9 or 10 stories, including tales from Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, and Operation Market Garden and Okinawa during World War II. Throughout the American Legion's centennial year, Ewell will be commissioning graphic artists to illustrate pivotal moments in American Legion history in a feature called Lore of the Legion. Readers of the magazine will likely recognize the visual storytelling art used in Lore of the Legion because this art form has a significant and historic relationship with our armed forces, he says. In fact, many of the great artists who brought this art to global prominence with their skills, pencils, and ink are veterans. Matt Grills. Lore of the Legion. Story, Jeff Stoffer. Art, Gary Martin. Color, Marcus Esco. Theodore Roosevelt Jr. was shot in the leg and gassed at Soissons. He was raced to Paris in the sidecar of a motorcycle and went to the apartment where his wife Eleanor was staying as a YMCA volunteer. He told her he didn't want to see a doctor. He wanted something to eat and a quart of champagne. She called for the doctor instead. He cleaned the wound and sent him off to a field hospital to recover. There, he met another recovering soldier, Sergeant William Patterson. Roosevelt and Sergeant Patterson were convalescing at a base hospital in the summer of 1918. The two men, limping from wounds, stopped and rested against a shade tree. The sergeant's hand rose in a quick salute. "Eager to get back soon, Sergeant?" "Yes, sir. Anxious to go back and get the whole job done, sir." "So am I. But what will we all do when the Germans really are licked? Go home and start a veterans association for the benefit of the country." Patterson was later killed in action and never did get to go home. Roosevelt is said to have been inspired by Patterson to call on other officers in Europe in the winter of 1919 to talk about starting such an association. Next, the American Legion is formed in Paris. Find more illustrated veteran stories at www.fullmagazinepublishing.com.